What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Popcorn, put on your comfiest pajamas and grab a drink because it's time for a new episode of Sierra Unfiltered.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Sierra Unfiltered.
Hey, guys.
We are back in the cozy home studio after our live show, which went... How do you think it went?
I think it went amazing. I think it was one of the best days of my whole life.
I agree. I had high expectations and it blew them out of the water.
Yeah. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, it was so good. You guys who were there were fantastic. And now it's up on the YouTube channel for the podcast. So everyone who didn't get to attend in person gets to experience it. And I think my favorite part was getting to like interact with the people who listen to the podcast in real time.
Yeah, that was really fun to hear people laughing at us. I was like, oh, am I like a little bit funny sometimes?
They like boosted your ego.
Yeah.
I feel like, because for me, it's like, I don't know what things people are going to really enjoy us talking about.
Yeah.
When we're just sitting in this room because it's just us. And I sometimes think like, oh, this is so boring. People aren't going to like this. And then the comments people are like, oh my gosh, that was my favorite part.
I know. It's weird that people just like us talking.
Like people came to the show to listen to us sit on a couch and talk for an hour and a half.
Or that people care about things. Like Kyle texted me like an hour ago and was like, just so you know, the number one thing that sold from the like my link in description is the soil tester. And I was like, how weird. That, like, I put that on my list, and I was like, everybody's just going to make fun of me. Like, nobody's going to care.
Yeah.
But, like, people, like, want to know about soil testers.
Right.
It's just so awesome. It's so cool because I feel like our audience truly is, like, people that we would be friends with. And so it's so fun to meet everyone. And even, like, hearing about shared experiences of, like, we would talk about something and people in the audience would, like, groan.
Yeah.
Or be like, oh,
I remember that. Same. I'm like, oh, how crazy.
It's so wild.
It was so cool. Also, exciting news. We have our first sponsor.
Woo-woo!
This podcast episode is sponsored by Cash App. We will be talking about them more later in the podcast. But big shouts out to Cash App for being the first brand to hop on board the Unfiltered train.
Woo!
So exciting.
So exciting.
I'm really excited that the podcast is growing. I'm really excited just for everything that's been happening with it. I think when we started the podcast, it was kind of like my goal was to have like a couple thousand viewers per episode.
Yeah.
And then now that we're getting like 30, 40, 50,000 views an episode, I'm like, this is crazy.
It's wild. It's so cool. Well, and that's on YouTube.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
That's not even including like people who listen on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or anywhere else where you get your good podcast content.
Which I guess is a good time now to, because Steven always gets on me. He's like, you need to tell people to subscribe to the podcast. And I always wait till the end. So hello, everyone. Beginning of the podcast. If you like this, subscribe to the YouTube channel for Sierra Unfiltered. You can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, write us a review, give us 5 stars.
I think an important thing, too, to note with subscribing on the podcast is I feel like a lot of people, like, I know I've gotten away with not subscribing to some of my favorite YouTube channels because after you watch a certain amount, they're always in your recommended. And mm-hmm. so there have been people where I've watched them for like 3 years and I just never realized I was subscribed. Mm-hmm. But we don't get recommended that much.
No, because we don't. Because we're new.
Super long form. We're super new. And our titles are like our favorite things.
Yeah.
Hot takes, which aren't like clickable, clickbait, crazy things. Yeah. So I feel like with subscribing, then you know that you are getting the podcast when they come out.
That's You're a not good like, pitch.
Oh, I missed three episodes because yes. they weren't in my recommended.
Yeah. And we usually post on Mondays, except for the live show, we posted on Wednesday because it was, or no, we posted on Tuesday because mm-hmm. it was on a Sunday. And Carly, who edits the podcast, we did not want to make her, like, stay up overnight editing the podcast.
Well, when we're filming this, it's a couple days before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And you and Carly are going Black Friday shopping.
I know. I do it by my – well, I go shopping with, like, my cousins and my aunt every year, and then I film on my own. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Carly about this, and she's like, can I come? Like, I've always wanted to go Black Friday shopping, and then, like, to stay up late and, like, make a video about it sounds like a blast. And I was like – really? She was like, yeah, like, please. I was like, all right, when I do the work schedule for November, I'm gonna put it tentatively on your schedule, but if things come up with your family, with whatever, you're tired, you definitely don't have to come. And then a couple days ago I was like, hey, so like, how are you feeling about Black Friday? She's like, oh, I'm in.
Carly's so awesome. She's giving us like eyebrow raises from behind the camera.
How
She's
are so you cute. Still that excited for Black Friday?
Aw, Carly. I've never gone Black Friday shopping. I'm excited this year. We'll talk about it later on in the podcast. But Kyle and I are in escrow.
Yeah.
Which means that there's like a 95% chance that we will be owners
yes.
of a condo by this time next month, which is wild.
Which is crazy because you're due in January, which means
yeah.
that you are going to have a little nursery for mm-hmm. baby pee.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also it's really convenient that this is all happening like around the Black Friday time because mm-hmm. normally you're like, oh, wow, look at that great washer and dryer that are 70% off at Lowe's. Wish I had a need for a washer and dryer. Yeah. But, like, literally, like, all of the appliances, like, any big furniture items, we're just going to be on our computer for a long time.
That's going to be so fun. Send me everything. I'm so excited.
I'm all, here's our dishwasher. Here's our whatever.
You should do, like, an Instagram series of, like, swipe ups for all your Black Friday home deals.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I bet that, because we use affiliate links. So when Kyle links in the description, he uses affiliate links. Mm-hmm. So then Skylar and Kyle make a small commission off of that. When I link in the actual description, I use an affiliate link, so I get a commission off that.
Yeah.
So if you did swipe ups and then it's like a dryer yeah. that's like expensive.
I need to get better about learning how to do them because I know how to do the Amazon ones.
Yeah. Now, Kyle's now clearly like, pretty good at it.
Yeah. I honestly should probably just ask Kyle for advice. I know. I've been thinking about, I feel like maybe once like the nursery is set up yeah. or like the baby is here, I should do some sort of like what's in my diaper bag
yeah.
or like toys that I bought. Cause I feel like I've spent so many hours researching on like the best like wooden Montessori toys mm-hmm. or the best whatever. And so I feel like I want to like impart that knowledge, but I would have to figure out how to do like swipe up.
Well, then you could just do like a highlight on your Instagram actual page.
Yeah.
So then it's not just like it's there for 24 hours and then people are like, I saw that you posted about this
totally
bassinet, but I don't know where to get it. I feel like you should totally do that. Let us know in the comments if you guys want Skylar to do that.
Boop, boop.
I think it'd be great. what you drinking?
I am drinking Sprite, which is uh-huh. very exciting. I had like an extra 20 minutes on my way over here. And I was like, this isn't enough time to like get In-N-Out French fries. But like it is enough time to stop at the Home Depot and get a Sprite.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I have. Feeling Love very that. Jazzed up.
Ooh.
Not crazy. Really. I feel tired. But what about you? What are you drinking?
Well, I was drinking water, but right before the podcast started, I drank all of it. And now I just have some like crunchy ice in here.
Oh, no.
So I'm just kind of like every time you see me take a sip, I'm just kind of like slurping a little bit of ice.
Oh no, this is gonna be bad.
Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
No, I'm trying to chew it quietly. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness. Okay, well, I'll get started with my hot take while Sierra chews her ice.
Fantastic.
My hot take, and I feel like this is especially pertinent around the holiday season, is that you should not be obligated to hug anyone, especially family members. I feel like there have been so many times, especially when I was like a really awkward like 12, 13, 14 year old girl, where it's like, oh, come on, like give cousin Jimmy a hug. Oh, like, where's my hug? And sometimes you have weird family members, or like sometimes you just don't like someone.
Yeah.
Some
people are just not huggers.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
That too. Well, and also I'm a really big hugger. Like, yeah. Even when we did our meet and greet, there were some people, like some of the guys would like go in for like a handshake, and I'd be like, sorry.
I'm a hugger.
So I guess I am cousin Jimmy in that situation. But I think that, yeah, I think especially around the holidays, there's a lot of like, come on, you owe me a hug. Or like, don't be weird.
I guess here's my, like, almost more controversial. This isn't my hot take, but just going off of that.
Yeah.
I think goodbyes are really awkward.
Ooh.
Like, especially with, like, family. Yeah. And then it's like, bye. And it's always, like, just like, thanks so much for coming. See you next year. Mm-hmm. Like, I think sometimes you should just, like, you don't have to do a long goodbye where you walk through every room and, like,
yeah,
say something to everyone and give them a hug. Like, I think it's appropriate, if you want to just go head towards the door and say, hey, guys, we're heading out. Thanks so much for having us. We'll see you at, you know, Easter. Wave bye. I think that's fine.
So it sounds like you're a fan of, is it called the Irish exit?
Yes. I think, is that what, is that offensive?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. Let us know in the comments. Yeah, let us know in the comments.
Educate us if it is.
Carly, is that offensive? I think that's what it's just.
That's what it's called. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like that's what you should do.
Okay.
I feel like if you start doing it, I feel like everyone secretly wants to do that.
Well, and there are, like, if someone's visiting from a really long way away and I haven't seen them for a long time, or we had like a particularly good talk, I want to go up to them and be like, hey, you know, like, send me a text if you ever need anything. We'd love to have you guys out. Give me a hug. Like, so great to see you. But, like, I don't need to do that for everyone.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I don't know, like, I see my mom, like, once a week. Like, I don't need to, like, bye, mother. Thank you for the Thanksgiving dinner. Like, it's fine. I said thank you after dinner. And I could just be like, thanks for having us. Bye.
See, I almost have the opposite of, I do feel like I like giving, like, my mom and my stepdad and siblings and everyone, like, hugs goodbye and properly saying goodbye. But, like, with the people who I didn't even talk to that night.
Yeah.
Or, like, the people, I feel like it's always awkward to be like, with the holiday season coming up, I guess we're going to be seeing a lot of each other. See you in a couple weeks for Christmas.
Yep.
Buddy.
See.
Safe drive.
I saw.
Ha-ha. Like, it just, like, goes on and on. And you're like.
And then they come back in and they're like.
What's happening
here. Forgot my casserole dish. Guess I'll give you another hug.
And you're like,
see you at Christmas.
Oh, goodness.
I saw this really cute video on Twitter, and it was this first grade teacher. And when her kids would come into the classroom, she had a little board at the door that said, like, high five, handshake, hug.
Yeah.
And the kids would walk up and they would hit which one they want. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I thought that was a really, I don't know what, that made me think of that. Because as a kid, I was like, I would have much rather, like, gave my, you know, random relatives who I'm not close with, like, a high five.
Yeah.
And I feel like that idea is really cool. And I think that's maybe something that I'd like to implement with my kids, so they don't feel like they have to hug every relative.
Oh, totally.
Where it's like, I would like, and even like with your son, I would love to say to him, like, okay, like, I'm leaving. Do you want, like, a high five or a hug or, like, a fist bump?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's kind of a good way to be, like.
Totally.
This, it's polite to say goodbye to people, but you don't necessarily have to physically embrace them.
I love hugs. Like, I'm like Olaf. I love warm hugs.
Uh-huh.
But I do think it's a weird thing that we've just decided that, like, sometimes if you're at, like, a casual meeting, after the meeting, you'll, like, hug someone.
Oh, you know what I think is the worst?
Ooh.
When you're with a group of friends, and then there's, like, one new person in the group who you don't know, or who you just met, and, like, you shook their, like, you hugged everyone else, and then you're like, I don't know if I'm supposed to hug you or shake your hand. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if I've ever been in that situation, because I don't know if I have enough friends to Like, I don't know if I have, like, circles of friends that's, like, ever growing.
I feel like that happens. That's happened to me quite a few times.
Oh, what is your hot take?
My hot take is that people who are pushy and rude on Black Friday should be banned from participating forever. Because here's the thing. I think that Black Friday is fun. Mm-hmm. I love going Black Friday shopping. I also understand that it is not necessarily the best thing for the people who have to work Black Friday. Mm-hmm. They're getting taken away from their families. They're in this stressful situation. They have to stay up all night. They're often underpaid. I get it. And I think I've for a little while was conflicted on whether I should like continue participating in Black Friday because of that. Mm-hmm. And I think I've decided like I will participate in Black Friday and I will be extra nice.
Yeah.
And so, like, I make an extra effort to every person who's checking out, be like, hey, thanks so much for being here. You know, I really hope the rest of your night goes well. Like, mm-hmm. you got this. Thanks so much for being awesome.
Yeah.
And I feel like people who are total Karens on Black Friday ruin it not only for the store employees, but also for the other people shopping.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be waiting in line for Bath and Body Works and have someone in front of me being like, I wanted the candy cane candle and you ran out and da-da-da. Like, it bothers me knowing that it's bothering the workers.
Yeah.
And it just makes it bad for everyone. If everyone was chipper and nice and I guess, polite yeah. Black Friday shopping, it still wouldn't be ideal for the workers, but it wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah. I mean, I concur. I've never been Black Friday shopping, so I can imagine because I've worked in customer service, like, yeah. just how bad that would be. My bump date is that Kyle is my baby's favorite person in the world. And it's very cute, but also a little frustrating because I'm doing all the work. Like, it has now become a thing where mostly at night, but really, like, anytime throughout the day, if it's, like, a weekend, Kyle will, like, put his head up to my stomach and be like, hey, little guy, like, how's it hanging? Like, what's going on in there? Like, are you excited for Thanksgiving? And he'll just, no matter what, he'll, like, start flipping around. Aww. He'll, like, kick, he'll whatever. And then Kyle will, like, lay his head once he's awake. And my baby will just, like, pound on his head and flip all around and gets like so excited.
Aww.
And I've like, sorry mom if you're listening, we've like tried it with my mom, we've tried it with my sister, of like them being like, hey buddy, like how's it going, doesn't react. But for some reason Kyle is just like his favorite person. That's and I'll do it cute. All the time. I'll be like, I'll like poke my stomach and be like, hey, how's it going? Nothing.
I feel like the human embodiment of that Snoop Dogg meme where he holds up the piece of paper and it's like, that's some cute shit.
I've never seen that meme. Love that. Oh my gosh. But yeah, so that's my bump date. I feel like it's really cute, but also it's kind of annoying because I feel like a lot of people think Kyle's like more fun than I am. So it's like, really? Like, I'm growing you, I'm feeding you, I'm doing all this for you, and you like this dope who comes over for like 5 minutes a day and is like, hey, you excited for some mashed potatoes? Like, come on.
That's so funny.
Do you have a PCOS update?
Oh, yeah. We need to come up with a name for this.
Yes.
So someone in my DMs told me that like women in support groups who have PCOS call each other sisters, but like C-Y-S-T-E-R, like a cyst, which I think is really cute and funny, but I don't know how to integrate that into like the name.
Yeah.
So I guess we could call it like sisterhood or something. I don't know.
I think that's really cute.
I know. I was like, that's cute. That's like I'm big into like making fun of things that like bring you sadness, and so I feel like that's kind of like that. So
I'm big into making fun of things that bring you sadness. Yeah,
like I kind of have like I guess calling yourself like sisters isn't like dark humor, but it's kind of like embracing it.
Yeah,
I'd say I have like a little bit of that, like embracing it bordering on dark humor.
I get that.
But yeah, so my update on that is Steven and I had a OBGYN appointment today, and we got some more answers on things with PCOS. We sat down with our OB and made like a game plan of like, okay, we're gonna keep trying as we have been until this time. And then after that, we're going to try this medication. And then if that doesn't work, we're going to try this. And then if that doesn't work, we're going to try this. And we basically have like the next year and a half, if we aren't pregnant, like mapped out.
Yeah.
And I think for me, as someone who really likes to plan, I'm really glad that we have that. Mm-hmm. And also, I think with everything that I've learned about PCOS, it makes me really glad that I did preconception planning. Mm-hmm. Something I got a lot when I first said, you know, Stephen and I are getting close to trying and here's all the preconception planning that we're doing. I got a lot of, all you have to do to get pregnant is just have sex. You're stressing yourself out with all this planning. You don't need to get blood work. You don't need to do this. Thank goodness I did. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's right for everyone. I'm saying for me,
yeah.
I would not have found out I have PCOS. I would not have had this plan. I would not be doing the things that I'm doing now to try and minimize the effects of PCOS.
Yeah.
Because I would have just thought, oh, well, it'll happen when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it will. But also, there are medical things that you can do to help that.
Yeah.
And I'm just very glad that I had medical intervention and that I did all that preconception planning.
Mm-hmm.
And my biggest thing is I would say any women out there who are having any hormonal issues, your period's irregular, go to the doctor, get checked out.
Mm-hmm.
Worst case scenario, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
And if nothing's wrong, then great. Now you know that, okay, if it takes us a while to conceive, that's normal. Because yeah. It's just, but all the other stuff checks out.
But I think what you were telling me earlier too, of even if you're like a teenage girl and you haven't gotten your period for like 4 months, being like, oh, maybe I should still go see a doctor, mm-hmm. just to make sure everything's all right. Like it's not always just, hey, cool, I don't have my period, I don't have to worry about that.
Yes.
There's usually some sort of like medical reason why that's happening. And even if it's really nothing at the end of the day, at least you've gotten checked out. Mm-hmm. I feel like that just applies to all women, like whether you're actively trying not to conceive, whether yeah. you're actively trying to conceive. Like, it's always just great to be informed about your health.
I agree. And I'm very glad that I did. And I'm very glad that I have a game plan. And I also want to reiterate that I'm not, like, I don't think I'm overthinking this. And I don't think I'm stressing myself out about this. I'm very much at peace with that my time to be a mother will come eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that be through pregnancy or not, I'm very much at peace with that. But I'm going to do the things that are in my control to try and make it happen.
Yeah.
And I'm really optimistic about my plan. And I also, in addition to my PCOS questions, I just got a lot of other, like, preconception questions out of the way.
Yeah.
I didn't even know if I was going to talk about this. So, like, 2 weeks ago, Stephen and I went to a bar, and I posted a boomerang of, like, a beer glass. Mm-hmm. And someone DM'd me and was like, you effing idiot. How dare you? You said you're trying to conceive, and you're drinking a beer. And I, like, read that, and I was like, am I wrong? Because I had already talked to my OB about, like,
yeah.
oh, is it, like, what's the protocol for drinking during trying to conceive? And my OB before this, because I now have a different OB with PCOS because she specializes mm-hmm. in that, was like, yeah, the best case scenario, like, the best practice is, like, totally fine to drink in moderation. If you want to be extra careful in your two-week window after your ovulation peak, don't drink.
Yeah.
So that was the advice I had been following. I'm drinking mm-hmm. in moderation. I'm not ever having more than, like, one or two drinks. And that's, like, once a week, maybe.
Yeah.
And I was really taken aback by, like, that DM.
Yeah.
And I got in my own head and was like, am I an effing idiot? Like,
yeah.
Am I ill-informed? And so then I asked my doctor again, and she gave me the same answer. And I was like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm fine to have a beer at a bar with my husband outside of the two-week window. I'm fine if I want to have a glass of wine at Thanksgiving. Yeah. And I think that also just really reiterated to me, like, there's no one has the right to tell you what you're doing with your health other than your doctor.
Yeah.
If my doctor had told me today, absolutely, you should not be drinking at all when you're trying to conceive, I would not be drinking at all.
Yeah.
And I'm not really drinking. I think the last time, I don't think I've had a drink since that time at the bar because I was so, like,
yeah, you didn't even flustered. Drink at the live show, which I was, like, really surprised by.
No, I think I was, like, I don't know. I got really in my head after. I know that was just, like, one DM.
Yeah.
But it was, like, so harsh. And I was, like, I don't know. And then, of course, like, for me, and I'm sure you feel the same way, the last thing that you want to do is, like, be a bad mom. And, like, I'm not even a mom. Like, I'm not even pregnant. But just the idea of that was, like, I got so in my head about it. So I feel like that really cleared it up. Another DM I got, I posted that I was drinking a black tea. And someone was like, oh, my gosh, there's caffeine in that. You're trying to conceive. You should not be drinking that. Like, educate yourself. And I asked my OB today, and they were like, yeah, you should try to consume under 200 milligrams of caffeine a day. And I looked it up, and there's, like, 60 milligrams of caffeine in my black tea. And I don't know. I just.
And also, like, you aren't pregnant. Like, right, you're on the journey to try and conceive. Yeah. I just feel like people are really up in arms with their opinions on things. I think, like, I don't know. I even get a decent amount of DMs about things where. And I'm not even super vocal about all the choices I make. Like, no. I don't know. But even people being like, are you going to raise your baby vegan? Because if you raise your baby vegan, then they're going to have all sorts of issues. And I'm like, I mean, just so everyone on the podcast knows, I'm raising my son vegetarian. But also, that's my decision.
And like, you can consult your doctor who's educated and say, hey, what are your thoughts about me raising my baby vegetarian?
Yeah.
Because they have education and they know your health history.
Yeah, like my OBGYN is very informed about it. Right. And then, like, eventually, like, my son's pediatrician will be informed about it. We'll make sure that he's, like, always getting the proper nutrients. And but it's people, like, I haven't even said I'm raising my son vegan because I'm not. I'm raising him vegetarian.
Right.
And I've gotten probably at least 30 DMs being like, oh, because you're vegan, I'm assuming that you're going to raise your son vegan. And that's wrong for X, Y, and Z reasons. And honestly, usually their reasons don't make any sense. So I feel like people are so quick to hop on judgment. Mm-hmm. And it's, I mean, even like, we talked briefly with Carrie about it, and I know you've talked about it too, of like even people talking about your pets being like, oh, like this animal is overweight, or this animal clearly has this disease, or like even like after Poppy passed, someone messaged me, like, we literally made a 3-story custom cage for her. Like, she went through so many iterations of cages to get to one that had like the proper amount of space, the proper amount of ventilation, whatever. And someone messaged me the day that she passed away when like I posted about it, because I posted and was like, hey, we spent like hundreds of dollars on this cage, like I want to give it away to someone for free so that like a hamster who's in not a good cage can be like rehomed. And someone was like, sorry, I hate to break it to you, I'm not totally sure because of the scale of the picture, but that looks like it's way too small for a hamster. Like, that is really inhumane and really this, that, and the other. And I'm like, my animal literally just died today. And you're gonna, like, what are you hoping to gain from that? Like, there's nothing I can change about, like, it's not like, oh,
let me go get my dead hamster a new cage.
Yeah, like, what do you... I don't know. People are just so uppity about certain things.
I know. And I get it, because people – I don't get it. But I see that people look at lives of those who are living publicly on social media and think that they're seeing the whole picture.
Yeah.
And they're not. And I get that a lot with my weight as well. I made that video about my weight gain and PCOS.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were like, oh, well, you need to lose weight to – handle PCOS and da, 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 and you said that you're not going to. And I'm like, I said I'm gonna follow what my doctor tells me.
Yeah.
If my doctor tells me to lose weight, I will do the things that my doctor says I should do to try to lose weight with PCOS. If my doctor says, hey, instead of working out 4 days a week, you should do 6, I will do 6 days a week. If my doctor says, hey, instead of eating these things, you should eat these things, I will do that.
Yeah.
Because I want to get my PCOS under control. Mm-hmm. But what I'm not going to do is take every advice from internet doctors. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just feel like everyone has an opinion on literally everything. Like, we can cut this out if you want to. No, I'm fine talking about it. But I am having a son. My baby is a male. Mm-hmm. And so the biggest controversial thing with males, I won't say what I'm doing, but I'm going to talk briefly about it just because I feel like it pertains, is like circumcision. Mm-hmm. And I have had so many family members. I don't think I've had any friends Yeah, I haven't had any friends be weird about it, but I've had a lot of family members be like, oh, you're for sure doing this, right? And it's like, well, you know, Kyle and I are watching documentaries. We're reading articles. Like, we're talking to our doctor. Like, we are investigating because I think that every decision that you make as not only a parent, but just a person should be an educated decision.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not just going to default to something because that's, like, the social norm.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting how people get so opinionated about specific things.
And this,
like, why? Like, you're never going to change my son's diaper. Like, why do you, like, this literally does not affect you at all.
This is, like, the perfect representation of, like, when things don't affect you, like, just leave it.
Yeah.
The status of your son's genitals are not anyone's business.
Right?
Like, anyone.
Like, and I've gotten a decent amount of DMs on Instagram asking me, like, what I'm going to do because they're also pregnant curious. And they're also, like,
which I think is super valid.
Which I think is appropriate. Yeah. Like, I can choose to, like, ignore that DM or respond to it or whatever I do. I'm not going to respond to them just because I don't want to, like, face backlash depending on, like, what I end up doing. Just because it's, like, what we talked about before of I wouldn't want the internet to know what was happening to my genitals if, like, my mom had a podcast back in the day, you know what I mean? But I think that it's just so crazy how so many people are so opinionated and then they have, like, no facts. Like, it's just, it's like, oh, you need to do this. Why? Well, because that's normal. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, who's to say what's normal? I could also say it's normal that, like, that's the way you're born.
Yeah.
Like, or you could say, I don't know. But anyways, that's my little ramble.
No, I love that. Are you okay if we keep that in?
Oh, my God, of course.
I feel like that, to me, is the perfect representation of, like, don't tell people that they're wrong and don't tell people. Well, I guess if something.
Especially when you're assuming something.
Yes, like, exactly.
I think if you're assuming something or you're not educated on something, like, don't give your opinion. Like, like, all the people who have messaged me hate about, like, raising my son vegan, I'm not raising him vegan. Like, I'm raising him vegetarian. He'll eat mostly vegan because that's, like, mostly what Kyle and I eat. But, like, Kyle eats vegetarian and for a long time he ate pescatarian. Like, I don't know. And so I think that especially when it comes to parenting and conception and all of that, people just have so many opinions and they just come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, Why did that lady care so much that you were drinking a beer? Like, you very clearly knew you were not pregnant.
Right.
Like,
and it's, some people take 5-10 years to conceive with PCOS. I mean, that's very possible. Am I supposed to never drink caffeine and never have a glass of wine if it takes me 5 years to get pregnant?
Also, I think it's interesting because, I mean, obviously, there have always been people who have tried to get pregnant. This isn't, like, a new phenomenon. But I do think with the internet, it has become a lot more open about, like, people sharing their journeys. And so I think a lot of people just assume that, like, anyone who's trying to get pregnant, like, that's all that they're doing with their lives. You know? And you're like, I'm still living. Like, this could take me a year. This could take me more. Like, I don't know. And I'm going to be safe about it. I'm going to follow what my doctor recommends. Mm-hmm. But I'm not just going to, like, sit in, like, a plastic bubble and not do anything when I know for sure I'm not pregnant. Like, why? What's the reasoning?
And I think my main thing is, like, I will follow what my doctor says. And I think it's up to me if I want to disclose what my doctor has advised me on to the people who follow me.
Yeah.
And it's hard because 99% of the people who follow me and listen to this, like, I want to share with them.
Yeah.
And they want to know and I want to be able to share with them. But I don't want to let that 1% affect me.
Yeah.
But it's hard sometimes when someone DMs you and tells you that you're an effing idiot and are going to ruin your future child's life.
Totally.
Like, it's hard.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know.
Well, especially because I think both you and I like to be as educated as we possibly can on everything. But, like, it's just not possible. Like, there are literally hundreds and hundreds of books out there on, like, the best way to conceive, yeah, or the best practices for this, or even like doctors will have different opinions, like mm-hmm, doctor to doctor. And so it's hard when you get messages and you're like, are they right? Like, am I an idiot?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's like, no, I've checked with two doctors.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm cool.
Yeah.
But
yeah. People. Sorry, that was a rant.
No, but I think people like hearing that. Like, I think.
So. Well, and I think
everyone goes through that to some degree, whether it's, like we said, in that segment, we talked about everything from, like, circumcision and, like, drinking and pre-pregnancy to, like, people saying that, like, your dog is overweight or that, like, your hamster's cage is too small. Like, I think that that's just a wide-reaching thing of everyone gets unsolicited advice. And I think that's really what it is. And it's just...
It's funny, too, because I feel like the people who are cautious about giving unsolicited advice are the ones who I'm like, please give me your advice. Like,
oh, yeah.
I was hanging out with my future sister-in-law, my brother's fiance, yesterday. And she works at an OB.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I've been actually asking a lot of the people at the clinic I work at about PCOS just so that I'm, like, educated on what's going on with you. But, like, I won't tell you any of that because, like, I know you don't want advice. I'm like, no, I would love to hear, like, from you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear from, like, random third cousin Sal about, like, how the best thing for PCOS is to eat a pound of beef jerky every day.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to hear from you who, like, is someone close to me in my life and has some sort of experience. And she, you know, told me what, you know, she had learned about it. And I was very grateful for that.
Yeah.
And I get DMs a lot that are like, hi, I know that, like, hey, I don't want to overstep,
mm-hmm,
but just know, like, you're not going through it alone. This book really helped me to understand what's going on. I fully appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I think there's a difference between, like, advice and community and, like, judgment.
Yeah, I think it's the two main things are unsolicited and uneducated. Because I think, like, I mean, I've talked to you, I've talked to Jessica, I've talked to my mom, I've talked to Kyle, I've talked to my dad, I've talked to Kyle's mom, I've talked to everyone about, like, what we're deciding with, like, circumcision versus not circumcision. And that's because, like, I value each of your opinions for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're my baby's guide mother. Like, I trust your judgment. Like, I'll probably come to you a lot in life and be like, hey, I'm toying around with this idea. Here are kind of the two thoughts of, like, this side versus this side. Here's where I am. What do you think?
Yeah.
Like, do you agree? Like, tell me honestly, because, like, this is my first child. Like, I'm going at this alone. Or, like, even, like, talking to Kyle being like, I mean, I'm not a male.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
Yeah.
And so I think that, like, a lot of times, like, advice is so, so, so helpful. It's just when it, like, comes out of left field from someone you've never met or someone you know.
And when it's very aggressive.
Yeah. When it's like, this is the only way.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, is it?
Is it?
I feel like everything has a couple options. But yeah. That was our long thing. But I feel like people enjoy listening to that.
I hope so. So we had a long gap between the live show, which was the last podcast, and then mm-hmm, us recording the podcast before that, because we were on, like, almost a 3-week hiatus.
Yeah, well, and then at the live show, we didn't do any catch up because we're, like, in person, and we wanted to, you know, talk about, like, your road to 1 million subscribers and all of, like, the channel things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been almost a month since we've, like, recorded a normal podcast in studio.
Yeah.
So we have a lot to catch up on.
We do.
Do we want to start with your Disney World trip?
Sure.
Because you and I have talked about it briefly, but I haven't even heard, like, all of the details of it.
Yeah. It was literally so magical. Like, mm-hmm, it was just the best trip. It was so positive. And I don't know, chime in if you feel the same way, but I feel like I'm constantly in awe of, like, so cheesy, I hate myself, of, like, falling more in love. Like, I'm always like, I didn't know it was possible to love this person more. And then, like, we went on this trip and I'm like, wow, I feel so much closer to you. Like, and then I remember, like, on our honeymoon thinking, like, I will never feel closer than this. And then now it's like, I love him, like, so much more. And I can't even imagine, like, loving him more than I do after that trip. But I know I will. And it's like so gross and cheesy.
It's not gross or cheesy, and I love it. Oh my gosh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, it was so awesome and great. And we had just such a blast. And it's so fun because, you know, we met at Disneyland. And so then, like, we've always talked about going to Disney World. And it was just so fun, and it was great. I loved every second.
Oh, I love that. What was, like, your highlight of the trip? Was there, like, a specific moment?
Okay, two highlights. So first, there was this Star Wars show at Hollywood Studios that I was, like, in awe of. And I don't like shows. I don't really like fireworks. Yeah. I don't really like shows. I'm like, a Broadway musical person, but I don't like, I don't go to World of Color and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not my thing. This Star Wars show, there was fire. They had prequel stuff. They played the Cantina song. They had, like, lasers and projections. It was so cool. I loved it. So that was just cool on, like, a, like, wow factor level. And then Steven booked us this romantic dinner inside the Cinderella castle.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I didn't really know the scope of it. So originally he was going to like full on surprise me with it, but then it like showed up in the Disney app. So he was like, oh, I booked us this like Cinderella dinner. And I was like, oh, cool. Like character dining sounds cool. But I didn't know it was like in the castle.
That's and so then like cool.
We were walking up and he was like explaining it to me. And I was like, wait, we're like eating like a fancy dinner, like inside the castle. And it was so cool and magical. And I just loved every second.
That's so amazing. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy for you. For literally forever. You guys have, well, not you guys. Steven has always said, like, that's his, like, to-do of, like, before you start trying, like, you want to do a Disney World trip with the two of you. And so it's so cool seeing it happen.
Yeah, it was fun. Aww. I liked it a lot.
Then do we want to talk about your Hollister trip?
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to be a Hollister model.
Which is so exciting.
So crazy. Because those, it was so fun. Even at the meet and greet for the live show, like four people were in the Hollister paper bag jeans. Aww. Three people at the pre-show meet and greet and one person at the post-show meet and greet were in the Hollister jeans. And I was like,
that's so awesome.
That's so cool. And like all of them were like, I bought these jeans because of you. And I'm like, that's so cool. And now I'm literally the person like modeling those jeans like in store and on the website. Like that's
crazy. It's just like mind-boggling.
It was cool. I was a little bit nervous going into it just because I've never done a shoot like that.
Yeah.
And I know that like inclusivity has been like a trend and some people are like, oh, our brand's just like being inclusive for the trend, da 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 da. I was in awe at how much the crew and like the creative team for Hollister like was all in on like inclusivity, not photoshopping, being natural. Like I felt so confident and empowered in that like I didn't need to like hold in my stomach in my swimsuit photos.
Yeah.
And I could, they wanted the realness of like leaning over. And it's fine if there are summer girls. It's great if there are.
Yeah.
Like jumping in the pool and being confident and like it was so awesome and the people there were so cool and I made so many friends and I just couldn't have asked for a better shoot.
That's so awesome. Well, and it's so cool too. I feel like that's one of those things where like even I was talking to one of my relatives about it. I was like, oh yeah, Sierra's gone right now because she's doing like a big brand thing with Hollister. And they were like, oh, that's so cool. She's sponsored by Hollister. Like, that's so amazing. And I was like, no, like she's going to be in stores. Like this is, and I feel like it's things like that or things like, I know for both of us, that was one of our biggest takeaways of the live show of, I feel like, I know for my parents, I felt like they really started to like get it, you know, of like
what we do.
Yeah. Of being like, oh my gosh, like we just waited in line to like take a picture with our daughter. Like, well, look at like all these girls who are like so impacted or people who like brought their parents with them or, you know, like it's just, I feel like things like this are really cool markers to people who, I mean, for you personally, but also for people who like don't understand social media to be like I know you doing a campaign with Calvin Klein was also like a similar thing for you of being like, yes, Like, this is my career. Like, this isn't just, like, me at home for, like, an hour a day, like, vlogging. Like, this is, like, what I do.
Yeah. It's cool. It's something I feel very, like, excited about. And not even just, like, for me and for my viewers, but I get excited at the idea of, like, a girl in high school walking into Hollister to, like, find a swimsuit or a pair of jeans. And maybe she's, like, a little bit self-conscious and isn't really sure how she's feeling about her body. And then, like, gets to go in and see, like, so many different bodies in this photo shoot.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just, like, me and then, like, everyone else was, like, a typical model. It was, like, so many different sizes and heights and shapes. And it was so awesome. And I just love the idea of, like, girls going into stores and seeing people who look like them.
Yeah.
Because I think I needed that.
I still need it. Like, even I feel like since I've been pregnant, especially, like, I really only in-store shop at Aerie or American Eagle. Yeah. Like, that's really it. Other than that, I'll, like, thrift shop. But, I mean, there aren't, like, pictures of girls up at, like, Goodwill or, like, Plato's Closet. But I feel like walking into the like Aerie dressing room and having like all the post-it notes up and even just seeing like all of the different models is like so comforting and empowering of like, I don't know. I just think it's so cool.
Did you hear that the Victoria's Secret fashion show is canceled?
I did hear.
Thoughts?
I didn't like really read into it. I saw like we were all texting about it in the group chat.
Yeah.
The group chat like with the boys. I think that, I mean, I personally just have never liked the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Like, even, like, I remember when I was, like, college-aged, there would be, like, sorority parties that were, like, we're all gonna wear, like, lingerie and, like, watch the fashion show. Like, I've just never, I get that the models work really hard. I get that, like, there's a lot of production that goes into it. It's fashion. But I just have never, like, found enjoyment in, like, watching a bunch of women walk around in, like, fancy lingerie. Like, like, that just isn't entertaining to me. Like, even aside from all of the, like, they aren't size inclusive, they aren't inclusive to, like, trans models, they aren't this, that, the other. At the end of the day, like, the content, like, I don't find entertaining.
You should watch the Savage X Fenty fashion show. It's
I saw highlights of it.
It is amazing. Like, like you said, it's not even just like, because it is super inclusive and super empowering, but like the production is so good.
Well, that's the thing too. I feel like,
I think it's on Amazon Prime. Yeah, I think so. Sorry, go ahead.
I feel like I love the idea of getting to watch women like be their most confident selves. Like, I don't think entertainment has to be like scripted or like a big shebang to be interesting. I just feel like it's less about the girls and how they feel walking in the clothes and more about like, look at my like sequin bra or like my like pink angel wings, and less about like, wow, like I feel so good. This is me on my journey to get here. You know what I mean? I feel like it's a little like objectifying.
It is.
I don't know.
I'm excited. I mean, I shouldn't say I'm excited that something's canceled.
You can say you're excited. I mean, we did a whole video recreating Victoria's Secret photos.
I'm excited that things like the Savage X Fenty show are so crazy successful.
Yeah.
And that I think there was a quote from, like, the director of marketing or something at Victoria's Secret who said something like, the world no longer is, like, receptive to, like, a thing like the Victoria's Secret fashion show. And I feel like for me, that's where I'm like, all right, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
And if I would not be opposed to the Victoria's Secret fashion show coming back in 2-3 years and being inclusive. Maybe they extend their sizing. They bring in some, like, trans models and some LGBTQ models and some plus-size models and models of all different ethnicities and skin tones and disabled models. I feel like I'd be down for it if they brought it back like that.
I just don't think it's interesting. And I think that it kind of goes back to, I guess that's like a hot take, but even like with pageants and that whole culture of like bikini competitions and whatever. Mm-hmm. I understand, I won't get into it because I'm not super educated, but I understand that there are certain competitions where it's like, look how much I can lift, or yeah. look at like how strong I've built my body. And I won't comment because I don't know whether those are like good or bad, or whether where they fall, or where what my opinion is on them morally. But I think that, like, even I know growing up, there were tons of pageants that were like Miss Teen, insert city name, and they would have like a gown, and they would have a swimsuit, and they would have this, that, and the other, and like a talent. And it's like, why are you making 16-year-old girls walk around in swimsuits on stage? Like that, like, literally, like, how is that still acceptable?
And how do you, and they're literally judging on like a scale. So it's like, how do you judge what is a 10 in a swimsuit and what's a 2 in a swimsuit?
Like,
what is the scale?
I think when you're talking about adults, like, it is different. Obviously, all of the models walking in the Victoria's Secret fashion show are like very proud of their bodies. Yeah. They are like, their career is to be a lingerie model, so they are actively choosing that. But I just think that whole world in the next 10 years or so, hopefully, will kind of go away of like just looking at women's bodies and judging them.
I agree with that. I think anything that's about breaking down the objectification and being more about confidence is what I'm all about.
Woo!
Before we get into the next part of our podcast, should we take a sponsor break?
Let's do it.
So this podcast is brought to you by Cash App, the number one finance app in the App Store. Cash App is a free app that makes it super easy to instantly send money to your friends. So Skylar and I go out to eat a lot together. We are going to the movies tonight. We're probably going to get sushi before. We don't have to worry about like splitting up the bill right there. We don't have to be like, okay, let me add this up. Let me like total the tax, put your card down, put my card down.
Be an inconvenience to the waiter.
Yeah. We can just Cash App. Send it back and forth, split it, easy peasy, not a big deal. Makes everything cleaner, and I like that. It solves a lot of easy problems, and we're all about things that make life easier here. So Cash App also comes with the Cash Card, a free debit card that comes with boosts, which are like instant rewards for shopping at places that you already love. And you can get big discounts off your entire purchase at places like DoorDash, Whole Foods, Target, and a lot more.
You just listed three of my favorite places.
I'm just pitching it to Skylar.
Yeah.
It is literally like having credit card perks, but packed in a free debit card. And what I'm also super excited about with working with Cash App is that we are going to be supporting one of our favorite organizations, which is the Trevor Project. So when you sign up with Cash App and use promo code UNFILTERED, not only will you receive $10, but Cash App will donate $10 to the Trevor Project. The Trevor Project is an amazing organization that we're both really passionate about. They provide crisis intervention and suicide prevention for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning youth. And I just really love the work they do. And I'm really glad that Cash App is going to be partnering with us to help fund them, which is great.
I am so excited about it.
Me too. I think they're a great charity, and I always love when I can tie in charity to any of the stuff that we do on social media, and especially when it has to do with sponsors. I think it's really, really great. So don't forget to use promo code UNFILTERED when you download Cash App from the App Store today. Thank you, Cash App.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
our first sponsor.
So exciting. Woo! Podcasts are fun and interesting because they are similar to YouTube in a way, but they're also so different.
Oh, totally.
Like, even just like with funding podcasts and monetization and all of that, like, sponsors are such a key part of that for podcasts, which is why we're very grateful for Cash App.
Yeah, so thank you so much.
What else did we miss while we were on our hiatus?
Ooh, what else did we miss?
Your baby shower.
My baby shower. We did it.
It was Mamma Mia themed.
It was spectacular.
Did you like it?
I loved it. Aww. I felt like I loved my engagement party. I loved my bridal shower. I loved, like, every wedding event that we did, or my bachelorette party. But I just felt like the baby shower was so special. Like, I felt like there had never been anything like it in my life, of even, like, the best birthday parties, the best anything. I think partially because it was obviously, like, thrown by you and my mom for Kyle and I, but it really was like celebrating my son. Mm-hmm. Like all the gifts that we got, like I feel like opening gifts is always like a little awkward no matter what, but it wasn't like, oh, awesome, like here are new towels for me. Mm-hmm. It's like, here is a high chair for my son. Mm-hmm. Like, and so I felt like I was so, so grateful for everything. Because, I mean, like, obviously we would have just purchased those things for my son if we hadn't gotten them.
Right.
But also it's just so cool to see, I don't know. And I feel like with baby showers and, like, with baby-related things, it's less like, oh, we have to invite Aunt so-and-so or right. we have to invite this family friend. Like, every single person who is there is genuinely someone who is, like, going to be in his life forever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it was the most important people to us. And I felt like that was just so reflected in that, like, nobody made any weird comments about my body. Like, nobody, like, did anything judgmental. Like, we literally had karaoke. It was, yes. It was Mamma Mia themed. Like, there were disco balls and, like, sailboats all over in November. Yeah. Like, and nobody said anything except for, like, this is so fun. Like, this is so wonderful. And so I just feel so blessed to have, like, such amazing people, especially Sierra, in my life.
Aw, I love
and
you.
And I just, I, like... I'm very appreciative. Also, it made it feel very real.
Yeah.
It's I weird. Bet. It's like coming up.
It is. How far along are you?
I am almost 31 weeks.
That's so you're less you're like 9 weeks away.
Yeah. If he's born on his due date.
Yeah.
I feel like it obviously varies person to person, but like in my family and also a lot of times with your first kid, babies come early. Mm-hmm. So like I feel like I'm planning on him coming anywhere from 38 weeks and beyond. Like, before that, it'll be a surprise to me.
Yeah.
But, like, and we'll be ready. But, I mean, if he were born tomorrow, I think he has, like, a 97% survival rate or something like that. Wow. I know 2 or 3 weeks ago it was 95%.
That's which is nuts. Wild.
Like, obviously that wouldn't be ideal. He would have to go into NICU and it would be all sorts of things. But, like... Isn't that crazy?
That's so wild. That's so wild. I'm just so excited to meet him.
Me too.
Because, like, I want to know what he looks like.
Same.
And I want to know his personality.
Same.
Like, who is Baby Pete?
I have so many questions. It's the great mystery of my life.
We'll find out in 9 weeks and beyond.
It's just so crazy.
I wanna hold him. I can't think about it.
Too.
And if I feel that way, like I can't even imagine how you feel. You're literally growing him.
Well, it's just so weird. It's weird as I get further along and he like moves around a lot more and like my placenta is in the front. I think your placenta can be in the front or back.
Okay.
And so it's a lot harder for me to feel him than it would be if his placenta was behind because there's like more blocking. But I feel him like literally all the time. Aww. And so it's so cool. Well, and it's cool too. Aww. Probably the next thing we'll talk about is that we are in escrow, which is really exciting. And so it's cool getting to, like, I've purchased, like, 99% of what will be in his nursery. It's, like, all stacked up very high in our bedroom right now because originally we were planning on just staying in our apartment. And obviously there's, like, a small percent chance that that will be the case. And if that's the case, like, I'm totally happy with that. But when that was the case, we weren't going to get him toys that he wouldn't use until he was, like, 6 months and beyond because we would have moved by that point, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like, we got him, like, a rocking horse that, like, looks like a llama. Or we got him, like, an activity chair or things that he won't use until he's older. Like, in the later half of his first year. And so we would have waited on that. But I ordered them now because I was excited. But so now they're, like, all in our apartment, which is really exciting and cute. And it's fun to, like, I don't know, just imagine what life will be like.
Are there any other babies in your extended family? Like, do you have any, like, nieces or nephews or, like, I guess you wouldn't have nieces or nephews, but, like, cousins who have kids or?
No, I mean, my mom and all of her sisters, like my mom had me on her 22nd birthday. And then she like obviously got remarried. And then now I have siblings who are like significantly younger than me. And then all of her siblings had had kids in that batch.
Okay.
So like all of my cousins are really young. Right. They're like in like elementary school, middle school.
Okay.
But they're not babies.
Okay.
So this will be like the first baby, which is exciting.
That's so exciting.
And also it's so fun to see like, I don't know. It's fun to see like my parents like transition into like grandparenthood. Of like even the other day, we were over at my mom's house and she was like, I've been thinking about it a lot. And I think that grandma got run over by a reindeer was really written about me. She'd been drinking too much eggnog and we begged her not to, like, that's who you're
that's
aspiring
you, Charity.
To be. She's like, I feel like I'm kind of like funny and like space cadet-y. Like, I'm glad to know you're going to be a fun grandma.
That's so funny.
But,
I love that.
But yeah, so it's really fun to see like everyone kind of transition. Also, it's just like surreal that like all of our like quote unquote last things are happening of like, especially with all the holidays of like on my Facebook memories this morning, it came up that I think 4 years ago, Kyle and I were decorating like our Christmas tree in our apartment. I was like, this is going to be our fifth Christmas together, and it's our last one, just the two of us. Like, every other year, we're going to have to figure out, like, do we, because we always have, ever since we've been together, we just spent the night at my parents' house, and then, like, in the morning, we all open up our stockings together and do the whole shebang. I was like, are we going to do our son's stocking at our house and then go over to my parents' house, or are we just going to, like, zip over in our pajamas and open them at grandparent, like, I don't know.
Well, and it's fun too because your baby is due at the end of January. It's not like you're gonna have like a 2-month-old at Christmas. You're gonna have an 11-month-old at Christmas, which is
like
excuse my French, that's a whole ass baby.
It's a whole ass baby.
Like, that's not just like sitting in like their little like, I don't know, carriage thing, like chilling out. Like, that's like
in their little carriage thing.
Yeah.
Is my son Cinderella?
Yeah. Like a car seat. That was what I was thinking. Like the little car seat that you carry around.
I was just imagining him in like a pumpkin carriage, drinking tea.
That would so be him too. He's going to be like super like bougie and posh, but like British posh.
Oh my gosh. He like develops a love of like designer things. I'm like, go hang out with Sierra. Like, go. Oh, you two can roll around in the mud and go be bougie together.
What are you going to have? Because those things go together. What are you going to have your son call me?
We've talked about this briefly. I think Aunt Cece.
Cece?
Cece? Yeah. What do you think?
I think Cece's good.
Yeah.
Do you want Aunt Cece?
It's up to you.
Well, cause I mean, it's up to you. He's your whole ass baby.
Well, but it's your whole ass name. And Steven has already said he's going to be Uncle Steve.
Which I hate.
I love it. I think it's like quirky and fun. So I feel like if it's like Uncle Steve and like maybe like Auntie Cece, Aunt Cece.
Maybe something. Like I could like maybe for like the whole first year of his life, I'll just play with my yo-yo all the time and I'll be like Aunt Yo-Yo.
Yesterday, I was up in arms with Kyle because we were watching, what were we watching? Oh, we were watching the last Shane Dawson episode. Okay. And like halfway through, he was like, I'm so sorry. I have to pause it. Like, I have to scoop the cat's litter. I have to do dishes. Like, there's so much I have to do tonight. Like, we can watch this right before we go to bed, but I want to make sure that, like, I get all those things done.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, like, I want to keep watching, but, like, I appreciate you being responsible. Thank you for doing all those things. Like, I'll organize my closet while you do that.
Yeah.
Halfway through me organizing my closet, I hear him in the bedroom. And in my brain, I'm like, like scooping the cat's litter, like taking out the recyclables, like washing dishes. None of these things are done in the bedroom. And so I walk out and he is just playing with his yo-yo.
Heck yeah.
And so I was like, Kyle,
my man,
are you done? Are you ready to watch a show? And he was like, no, I'm just taking a break. You're taking a yo-yo break.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's the best time for a yo-yo break.
I can't with you guys and your yo-yos. Well, you and your yo-yos. But now Kyle is becoming a yo-yo convert.
I'm going to make your son a yo-yo, like, prodigy. Like, I'm going to drive them all around to, like, yo-yo conventions.
A yo-yo prodigy.
Yeah.
I bet there are conventions.
I'm
surprised there wasn't a Bones episode about that.
I know. Like, it was like, he was over at a yo-yo convention. You're going to have to go talk to the head yo-yo-y. And then they, like, go in and it's this guy, like, doing all these tricks. He's like, yeah, I saw him. What about it?
You know what, Sierra? I think we have to come up with a video idea that you can do in the next, like, 6 months to a year that is themed around yo-yos.
Well, maybe not themed, but maybe I, like, in my...
Incorporate
them. Yeah, like, maybe in my Heelys video. We talked about this in the live podcast, if you miss it. I want to do a video where I wear Heelys for a week.
Because we're but always trying to get more down to your core of who you are.
Imagine and I don't think yo-yoing while I'm on Heelys. Like,
or, like... What if we also incorporate it in that video, like, every day you're doing something that's, like, truly you? Because usually in your in a week videos, it's like, I'm going to Target. I'm going to Disneyland. I'm, like, doing, like, fun, normal things. But what if it's, like, what if we sit down and are, like, what are Sierra's passions? And one of the days you, like, build a bog while wearing Heelys. One of the days you, like, try yo-yoing two yo-yos at once.
Love.
Like, what if, like, what if you, we just really deep dive into, like, what are your passions? Like, maybe one of the days you just play Pokemon Go all day.
Love and, it.
Like, just do a bunch of raid battles.
I love that.
I feel
like, I'm in.
I feel like that might be all in the on that next idea. Generation of content. Generation?
Sure.
I don't know if that's the right word.
Well, it's like, maybe that's like Sierra Schulze 2.0.
That's what we rebrand you as. Yeah. Also, that was something fun in the live show. If you listen to the live podcast, we talked about rebranding.
Curvy Crew. Curvy Crew,
which is crazy.
To unfiltered or unfiltered by Sierra Schulze or literally anything. I'm super open.
Let us know in the comments if you guys have any ideas. Obviously, we couldn't take suggestions from the audience because that would have just been a bunch of people like yelling.
Right.
But
do you think would be a good name for my merch?
And this isn't for the podcast merch.
No.
Like, this is for Sierra.
All merch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I...
I do think it would be fun to do, like, a Skylar exclusive shirt, though, that said, like, woot woot or something on it.
Aww.
Don't you think that would be fun?
Very sweet. Well, obviously, I would think that'd be fun. I mean, I'd get to, like, design a shirt that I would get to wear. But I don't know if people buy it.
Yes, they would. People love... We learned... You must have learned that at the live show, at least. Like, people,
you sound like such an angry teacher. You must have learned this.
People like you. I like you. The viewers like you.
I like you. And so just you wear the shirt.
Yeah.
Kyle wears like a crop top.
Maybe we should release some sort of like unisex hoodie too, because the boys always complain.
I know. But, and there were, a lot of the guys at our live shows or our live show was like husbands
and
or
boyfriends.
But I feel like, I don't know, maybe they would rep some merch.
Yeah, maybe. What if we did like a boys shirt and then like a you shirt?
Aww,
as like an exclusive.
Fun.
And then it could be, I don't know, we could do something fun for like.
Even for the boys, you could do like something with like link in description. Because I feel like that's funny. And like if you're in on YouTube, like you don't have to like our podcast to think that's funny. Like I feel like all YouTubers say like link in the description.
Just something funny for the boys. Like what would your husband or boyfriend want to wear that like is somehow tied into like my channel or the podcast?
I wonder if we could do like a pocket tee. Or something.
Yeah,
I feel like the boys love those like plain shirts with a pocket.
I love that.
And then do some like little pocket
thing.
That'd
be cute.
Me talking about men's fashion.
I love that. But yeah. Is there anything else about you buying a condo?
Ooh, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I feel like, and we can talk about your experience buying a house too, because you guys bought a house. Has it been a year?
It's been a year and a half.
That is crazy.
We bought a house in July 2018.
That is nuts.
I know.
Yeah, I feel like we can talk about all sorts of things. I think it's really interesting, like, as people in our 20s, mm-hmm. like, just the difference between owning and renting. I mean, I haven't experienced it yet, but I'm on my journey there, and you obviously have experienced it. Mm-hmm. Like, I even remember... maybe, like, a couple months after you guys moved in, Stephen, like, heard from one of the neighbors, was like, oh, there are termites in this tree.
Yeah.
And he had to, like, figure out what that meant. I remember him, like, running downstairs and being like, what do termites look like? And then having to, like, call an inspector or whatever you guys did with that. But it is it is different of like there's no one to defer to. No. It's not like, oh, we flooded the apartment with our dishwasher. Let me call the landlord. And right. Like, it's an inconvenience for us, but like at the end of the day, like the landlord will deal with it. Like everything is yours.
But I think that's where you guys are going to really benefit because you guys are such handy people.
Yes.
And Kyle is such like a do-it-yourself guy.
Oh, that absolutely.
I think it'll be fine. I think you guys will be fine.
Yeah.
Because I think if there's like a nick in the wall,
yeah,
it's not like, oh no, how do I fill this in? I don't know. Like, you guys can do it.
I'm so looking forward to it. I feel like it's one of the things I'm most looking forward to. Not like termites, but just being able to make changes and know that like we don't have to change them back.
Yeah.
Of even I feel like every place that we've lived in, like this was pre-Skylar and then I moved into the apartment, Kyle installed a dishwasher in his apartment that we lived that. In, like in one of the cabinets, which like he probably wasn't supposed to do. At the end of the day, the landlord like said it was fine when we were moving out and was like, honestly, like, yeah, we'll keep it. And like, okay, that's fine. But I feel like we do things at like every place that we're in that, I mean, not even like up the value money-wise, but just like up the value of like how your it life. Is like, yeah. Even like in this place, we've only been here since January and we'll move out in January, and like we did like a DIY shiplap wall and we like changed out a lot of like the easy hardware and yeah. I don't know, I feel like it'll be cool to be able to like change out a ceiling fan or change out like balcony railing and know that at the end of the day, like that hopefully will just increase the value of the place. And it's not like, oh, we have to reinstall like the crappy version of this.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. It's you are not only adding value for your quality of life, you're actually adding value to the house.
Yeah. Well, and it's fun too to like see problems and get to like be creative about them. Mm-hmm. Of like even the downstairs guest bathroom, like open the door is kind of weird and that you have to like shimmy around it. It just is like not a very efficient thing. And I was like, oh, what if we just did like a barn door, like on a slider, and did like a cute like farmhousey thing.
Yeah.
And then we looked into it and we're like, yeah, that's not super expensive.
Let's do it.
And yeah. So we're just going to like take the door off the hinges and like do it ourselves. And it'll like look way cuter. It'll be way more functional. And like we can do that. Like right. We can take a door off the hinges if it's not practical and right. Like get rid of it.
And that's how we felt here too. Like this studio is actually two bedrooms.
Yeah.
We knocked down a wall in between. It was a little more complicated because we had to bring out like a
contractor?
No, it's like a what's the word I'm going for? Structural architect to make sure that if we knock down this wall, it's not going to knock down the house.
Yeah.
Then we had to bring out like a contractor to look at all of it, an electrical engineer to make sure none of the wiring was going to get mixed up. But then it was to us.
Yeah.
And so, like, Steven and his dad did it themselves, and it was great. And yeah. I love it. And we don't have to put up this wall when we move.
Yeah. Which is so awesome. I feel like that's – it's just, like, such a great thing. And so even with little things of, like, we right now are in – is it called litigations?
Wow. I think so, yeah.
Of when we tell the seller and the real estate agent, like, what repairs we would like done before we move in. And then they can either say, like, oh, we'll do half of those. We'll do all of those. We aren't going to do any. And then we can decide where we want to move from there. But even little things of, like, oh, if there's an issue with the plumbing in the downstairs vanity, why don't we just get a credit for that? And then we can pick out a vanity that we like and install, like, a mirror that we like and a light fixture that we like, instead of just being like, oh, well, guess we're going to fix that pipe. Mm-hmm. Like, let's fix the pipe and then also make it a nicer space and make it the way that we like it. And
yeah,
I'm just so excited.
It's so exciting. I haven't seen it yet.
I know.
I want to go see it soon.
That'll be so much fun. I'm so excited once all of these, like, negotiations are done and we just have, like, a confirmed move-in date. I guess that's, like, the most stressful part of it all is...
Well, and you guys also did 30-day escrow, right?
So we did 30-day escrow, but we did January... Or not January. We did December 27th is, like, we're giving them up until then to move out.
Got it. Okay.
So our 30-day escrow ends on December 9th, but they could push it till the 27th.
Got it. Okay.
So that was kind of our way of, because the seller, I think, doesn't currently have another property lined up, like they're bidding on places. So it was our way of being a little more flexible than being like, well, you have to move out within 30 days, because the whole process went very quick. But if we were moving on the 9th, I would have already packed up our apartment. I would have already made all these arrangements. Whereas if we're moving at the end of the month, then that's a lot different. I don't want my dishes packed up and I don't want everything. So hopefully we'll find out before we record the next podcast. But it is just that's so exciting. Crazy.
We did 30-day escrow as well.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
Yeah.
It's because usually escrow can be anywhere from 30 days to 90 days. Mm-hmm. A 30-day escrow is quick.
Yeah.
It was like your litigation period and the disclosures and everything is like 2 or 3 day chunks. Mm-hmm. Whereas sometimes you need like a week to figure those things out. And Steven really took the like brunt of all of it when we did it. And I was really surprised that we were able to get through in the 30 days.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, that's like Kyle and his mom are kind of taking the lead on everything, which I'm really grateful for. But I also am someone where I want to be looped into everything. I also like want to be on all the phone calls, even if I'm only saying a couple of words. But that way, at least I'm like still taking in all the information and I'm able to give. It's kind of like what we were talking about earlier about giving advice. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to give educated advice and not be like, oh, well, I haven't been on the last 3 phone calls, but I think that that's outrageous. I want to be able to, like, actually
be like, hey, I heard on this phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is crazy.
Yeah.
And it's also weird because I feel like with having a baby, like, you don't know when they're coming. Like, obviously, there's, like, an expected due date. But I feel like that's been something I've been thinking about a lot recently. Like, how... I mean, obviously, at 9 months, like, the baby is pretty cooked, right? Like, it's like your body just naturally knows, like, okay, the baby's ready. But, like, we made up a calendar year, like, as humans. Like, that's, like, I don't know, not to be, I feel like a lot of times in these podcasts recently, I've been like, I feel like that's a stoner thought. but how does my baby know that exactly 9 months from conception or from my last period, like, that's when I'm supposed to go into labor?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It just is kind of a mystery. And I guess that's why people go to medical school, is to know the answers to those questions. And that's why
we trust doctors. Woo. This podcast is sponsored by doctors. I'm just kidding. are you at the point in your pregnancy now where you're seeing, like, how often are you seeing your doctors now?
So I just changed over insurance too, which has also been a fun, kind of stressful thing. But now I'm with a great insurance. My OB is really wonderful. So I'm only seeing her every 2 weeks, think.
Okay.
Or maybe. That's
often though, right?
Or maybe it's once a month and then it's every 2 weeks at the very end. I know with my previous doctor, I was supposed to already be at the every 2 weeks and then I was supposed to move into every 1 week and a week or two.
So what do they check?
So that's the thing. They don't
I keep interrupting.
No, that's the thing. They don't check that much. They usually, like, they'll take your weight and they'll just, like, check your blood pressure and all the normal things. It's been a little confusing because I'm switching over health insurance. So a lot of things they, like, want to do twice, or like you have to get like the flu shot, you have to get like the whooping cough shot. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm like Rh negative, which, babe, did we talk about that on this podcast at all?
I don't think we have.
So I'm Rh negative, which means that I have like a very, very rare type of blood, and there's a really good chance that my baby has a different blood type than I do. So if any of his blood gets into my system, my antibodies will start to fight it and think that it's like an intruder, which is like really bad. So I had to get an injection of antibodies that basically kind of like trick mine into thinking that like he's not an enemy. And then I'll also have to get one after birth. But what's really interesting is my mom also apparently is Rh negative.
Oh.
And so she like got all these injections with me and obviously my other 2 siblings, but then I ended up being the same blood type as her.
Interesting.
Which is really interesting.
So how I mean, I don't know how much you have an answer to this, but how common is it for the baby and the mother to have the same blood type?
I don't think it's that common. Also, Kyle made a joke when we found out because I'm O negative, which apparently is like the universal donor blood type. Mm-hmm. And he was like, wow, even your blood is like an Enneagram type 2. Like, just like the universal donor. Like, it's kind of inconvenient for me in pregnancy, but yeah. Like, it's great if like anyone ever needs like a blood transfusion.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's been a lot of catch up. I feel like maybe I'll talk about it on the podcast. It's been really interesting with like weight gain in pregnancy. Mm-hmm. I went to my doctor's appointment, and we can cut this out if you want to.
No,
I feel like it's interesting.
Yeah.
So I went to my doctor's appointment, and they like checked what percentage my baby was in, and he was really high in like his femur length. He's really like long and tall, but he was like pretty small when it came to his like around size or his weight. And they said that was normal and fine. But then they weighed me, and I weighed 2 pounds less than I did a month ago, uh-huh. which is like just kind of weird. And so they said it was fine, and they said they were just gonna like monitor me and whatever. But to me, and like my worried brain, I'm like, oh, but shouldn't I be gaining like about a pound a week? Like, how weird that I would have dropped 2 pounds instead of gained like 4 pounds, especially because at the time I was transitioning from like the second trimester to third trimester, which is when you're supposed to gain a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And so it is so interesting of like people constantly telling me like, oh my gosh, like you look so small, like you look like you haven't gained any weight, or this, that, and the other. And I think that people are trying to compliment me, but at the end of the day, it's just that thing of like commenting on people's bodies,
it's just
of
never like good.
No, I'm like kind of worried about it. Like, that's not like it. And so I think that, I don't know, it's just an interesting thing. I know we talked about it a couple times on the podcast of not commenting on women's bodies, and like that includes pregnant women.
Oh, absolutely.
But I just think that like it's never a good thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it's hard because I think people think it's a compliment, and so they mm-hmm. think, oh, this will make her feel better about yeah. her pregnancy. But I think just drawing attention to it in yeah. any way, and you shouldn't be wanting to lose weight.
Yeah,
you're pregnant.
No, you it's should not be, like yeah. oh, congratulations, you're down a couple pounds. It's like, no, but like, shouldn't I be putting on weight? Like, yeah. I'm sure, like, it could be a million things. It could just yeah. be a fluke of like, maybe when I went in, I like had a big veggie burger for lunch right beforehand or whatever, and like things had just shifted. But it is like just such a funny thing. It's kind of circles back to what we were talking about earlier with like just wanting to like be the best version of yourself, especially when it comes to like parenthood, of being like, wait, but like, is this normal? Am I okay? Am I eating enough? Am right. I whatever? But yeah, so I feel like circling back to what we were saying before, of they really just check like basic things, so I don't think it's necessary to come in once a week. At the end, it is, because they'll check like how dilated you are, because you'll okay. get dilated like maybe, I don't know, tell me in the comments, like 2 weeks beforehand, it'll be like, oh, you're 2 centimeters dilated, and then you'll stay that for a little bit, and then you'll be like 3 centimeters, then 4, and then at a certain point, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm going into labor. Now I'm actually dilated.
That's crazy,
but yeah,
to think about.
It is so weird.
I'm so excited for you.
Aw, thanks.
I'm like, I just know you're going to be like the absolute best mother. Aww. And you're so like ready and prepared. And I'm just so excited to like meet him. That's and hang so out with sweet. Him. It's going to be so fun.
I'm so excited. I've been really, really, really trying to like be in the moment and like not overthink things, because I think especially like with the holidays and just being in like a very transitional place in my life, it's hard to be like, okay, but also we're moving, and also it's Thanksgiving, and also it's like my baby shower, and it's the live show, and it's all these things. But being like, this is realistically probably me and Kyle's last month in this apartment,
and your like, last few months alone.
Yeah. ever.
Yeah.
And so I think it is just like sometimes I have to sit there and be like, I love our apartment. I love our cats. Like, I'm happy that, like, Kyle's healthy and our cats are healthy and I'm healthy. And, like, it's just the four of us for now. And I don't know. But so it is, like, a crazy thing. I feel like sometimes when you're going through busy seasons of life, I feel like marriage was kind of like that, too. Of, like, when all the wedding stuff was happening, being like, need to take a second, be present.
Yeah. All right, well, I think that's a really good place to end the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys, to our little, like, catch-up sesh.
Of course, yeah. I'm so glad that we got to do this and hang out with you guys and just be chilling our cozy white sweaters because it's finally Christmas. I'm so excited. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.